Hello?
Hello, this is Ray Love calling. I'm wondering if I could speak with a business manager
All right.
for your company.
That will be Kevin Foster. Let me connect you with him. Give me a
Thanks.
moment. Hey, this is Kevin Foster.
Kevin, it's Ray Love calling back.
Okay.
I have some more questions.
Go ahead.
So the first contract that I entered into, the money I paid to an address in Illinois, and the address was a house that was up for sale. It wasn't a business address. Secondly, the
Which
bank that
address are
I
you talking about? Can you tell me the address?
Yes. I will get that for you. It is 921. The address that I was given to send the money to was 9219 Belfort Avenue, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053. Now I looked up that address and it's a home, and the home is currently for sale.
Hold on. Okay. Just a moment. Well, who said that it's for sale? It's not for sale. That's our office in Illinois.
It comes up as
Where it comes out of the sales.
it comes up as a Redfin listing, and it comes up as a house.
No. Actually, it's not a house. It's our office, and it's not for sale.
Well,
Did you
the
check on Zillow? Did you check on Zillow where the properties are for sale? It's sold for last time in August 17, 2007.
Okay, so I don't. Yeah, that's the house, and it says it's current. Okay. Yeah,
Actually,
it's
it
home.
was a house. It was a house. It was a residential house, but then it was converted to a business. And we have an office since past 10 years there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It.
And last time it was sold in 2007 as a residential
Yes.
house, and then it was converted, right? Is that correct? You see that it
Okay.
was sold for $31,500 in 2007. Then it was converted to a business, and it was rented to us. Like, and we have been there for past 10 years.
Okay. Yes, I now the way I look at this is it's currently
Okay,
okay, no, it's
let
not.
me
Yeah, okay, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, am I
Okay.
right? You got
Okay,
it?
you're right. Yep. I got
Any
it.
more
Okay.
question?
Yes. One more
Go ahead.
question. So the money I sent to Bank of America in Illinois, and that Bank of America, according to my online search, is closed.
Okay. Now, let's do one thing here now, okay?
Yes.
Call Bank of America and ask them about that address.
Okay.
And they will let you know each and everything. You know what they're going to tell you? That is the bank address. It's under construction right now. They're having some construction work going on. So it's temporarily closed, but
Yes.
they are running all these operations for that branch from a different address. And they will provide you that address as well. And if you would like to verify that address, I can send that to you.
Well, if you can just give, can you give me a phone number and I'll just double check.
The Bank of America number?
Yeah.
Sure, let me give it to you. Give me a moment. It's 315-724-4022.
4022, and that is the current sort of location.
No. Actually, it's directly Bank of America's helpline, a customer service number.
Oh,
Call
okay,
them
and
and
I'll ask them
they will
about that
verify
address.
you. Sure.
Okay.
All
Okay.
right.
So, yep. We're doing well so
I
far. So
think everything
the
is
other
fine now. Everything is
well.
clear to you.
The other question is, why, like, who is Codex? Like, the money goes to Codex. Are they the printing company, or are
I'm
they?
sorry. I'm sorry, what?
So the company that I sent the money to is Codex.
Yeah. Actually, the merchant name is Codex Labs. That's our parent company.
Okay.
That's the merchant name from which we take the payments, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I understand that. Okay. I'm going to follow and hopefully I don't have to get back to you again. So I'm
All
just
right. Well, if you have any
doing.
questions, you can get back to me again as well. That's not a problem. I'm here
Okay.
to help assist you.
Okay. Well, I do have one more question. In the contracts, I come up with money up front, and then I get paid later. Is it
Absolutely.
possible? Yeah, is it possible for me just to get the difference between the two rather than having to put money up front? Like, I don't understand why I put money up front and
Because
then
it's a
get more
printing cost.
later.
Actually, it's a printing cost that you're putting up front, okay? Because first we have to print the books, then we can sell them, right? But the only thing you're bearing is the printing cost. We're not asking you to pay the distribution cost. We're distributing it. We're not asking you to pay the delivery cost. Only thing you have to bear is the printing cost.
Okay.
And that's already a discounted price that she offered you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay. And all right, I'm just not used to that business model. I mean, I've self-published before where I put money up front for the editing and design and stuff like that. But I've never been in this situation where I've actually bought the
That's
books.
something different, you know. This is something different. Actually, editing and everything is something that we do in-house, okay? And we can make the payment plans as well, and we can work accordingly. But this is something that is a printing cost that we have to bear upfront in order to get this printed.
Okay. All right. I will continue on
All right.
and I just see I've got something here from Anna, so I will give her a call as well.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Thank
All right,
you.
thank you. Take care.
Yep. Bye. Yep. Bye.